Welcome to Fostering Conversations, a podcast nurturing discussions centered around foster care, adoption, special needs, and child well-being. I'm your host, Intisar Siraj, digital content producer for Siraj Family Homes Incorporated. Founded in 1987, Siraj Family Homes Incorporated is a national foster care agency specializing in serving children with special and therapeutic needs. This episode, we're listening to the fostering experiences of Charlene Armstead. She's a mother of three, a wife, and she's been a foster parent for Siraj Family Homes Incorporated for almost 3 years. I interviewed her at her home in Hueytown, Alabama. Here's Charlene Armstead.
My husband tells me, he said, every dime you get, you spend it on your kids. He'll tell me, why don't you do something for yourself? The kids got everything. Lord, I can give because I'm forever just buying and getting stuff. The closets are full and all. And it's to the point where I have to say, don't buy nothing else, Charlene. But fast as I say, don't buy nothing else, I still buy something else. And everywhere I go, it got to be a snack for the kids. They're always on my mind. And my kids are grown. My youngest is 24. My oldest is 31. So these kids are my kids. My biological done got, they done left the nest and they're not looking back at mom. So now this is a blessing because it allows me to be able to love on these kids and give these kids something that a lot of them may not have had. I don't want to just bring a child in my house, bathe them, feed them, take care of them a week, a day, a month, a year, and send them on their way. No. Anybody can do that. I want to be able to teach them something so that when they leave my house, they'll be prepared if they have to go somewhere else, because if they stay where they are, at some point, they're going to have to know this stuff and to be able to handle it mentally, to be able to handle it physically, and to be able to go out there in that world. And I always say, a parent failed a child when we fail to prepare our child for the world. That's when you failed your child, because parents ain't going to always be there. Nobody is promise tomorrow. I made up my mind this time. I wasn't going to back up or take a break or anything. Just as I cannot take a break with my biological kids, I'm not going to take a break with these kids.
Armstead is referring to when she left the agency to take a break. Now it's full steam ahead for her, but so far she's only been given respite cases. Respite is when a licensed foster parent cares for a foster child for a short period of time, like a few hours or a weekend, to assist the child's foster parent.
I'm hoping I get a placement. I want the experience of having a child in my home 24/7 on a regular basis. I know it's going to be work. I know it's going to be trying. I know everything that comes with it. I've seen the bad. I've seen the ugly. I didn't experience it with my kids, but that's because I had my kids when they were small and brought them up. These kids, we just have to be able to connect. But once you get build that bond with a child, you don't ever want that child to not feel that they have somebody to come to and talk to. Sometimes it can be something so small. Sometimes it can be something bigger. But the problem is when we fail to be able to identify that there is a problem. Because whether it's big or small, you want them to be able to come to you, because kids are killing themselves. We can't determine or pick what hand we're going to be dealt, but we can control how we handle it, how we react to it. And that's why I have to try to tell them, those that can understand. I like to be able to sit down and really talk to them, to mentor to them, that wherever we are in this place right here, it's how we handle it. And although you are a child, you can handle it. I mean, we can handle it. And when I say that, it's because a lot of these kids go and they be combative and all, and they can go into a perfectly loving home. They don't give it a chance. And I have to tell my babies, allow somebody to love you until you get back to where you need to be. Give it a chance. Don't be, disruptive everywhere you go. Because if you do, then the people will not, they're not going to deal with it. And it's too many kids out here with the same need that you have that can take your place. And just as soon as you mess up, somebody else will take your place. I've had one baby the last time I fostered. And when he come in, I said, come on back here. We're going to go to your room. That baby, he was hesitant, but his hesitant wasn't toward me. And when he got to the room, he looked up at me like this. He said, is that my band? I could have cried, and I don't like for kids to see my feelings. I could have cried because this child, something we take for granted. He said he's never had a band before. This little boy about 7 years old. But it hurt my heart. And every time you, for instance, people ask me, what's your why? It's different every time. There's no way I could narrow it down to one thing, because every time you deal with a child, it's something different. It's something that draws you. It's something you identify with that's going on in that child life that pulls you and makes you want to do it even more. The key is to be able to communicate. When you get it to where you can break it down to where they understand what you're saying, then you can break that barrier where y'all could communicate and things can start happening and you could see things happening. That's where I want to play a role with kids that come in my house. Just spend that time with them. If you could bond and give a child don't want your material things. They don't want that. All that in there, that's stuff I want them to have. That's not something they need. That's not something they want. They about don't even pay it no attention, don't care. They just want your time. They remember memories. They can hold on to that. Sometimes listening is not with your ears. Sometimes it can actually be with your eyes or being attentive to the child to identify their needs, to identify how do you handle this particular child. If you really want to know how a person's heart is, go to the child, because a child will always, they'll be drawn to you if you're good to them. If you're not, you're going to know that too. And that is just how it is.
Once again, that was Charlene Armstead with the Birmingham, Alabama region of Sriracha and Homes Incorporated. This has been your host, Intisar Siraj. Fostering Conversations is sponsored by Siraj Family Homes Incorporated and Al Hajj Incorporated. Learn more at www.sirajfh, that's SeraajFh.com.